Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
7:33 now, Stephen 10 in the morning, and time for the Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty's chat with Stephen 10 in the morning. Good morning, Ryan. Nice to have you with us.
Yeah, good to be with you, Stephen 10.
Any got any rain in your part of town?
Not yet. We're kind of hoping for this afternoon. It's kind of hit or miss, and you get the meteorology reports, and it's kind of right now it feels like they're hedging their bets. You know, we may or may not, and if it does, it's going to be bad, and if not, we'll just have to see. And I just got my fingers crossed. We need the rain, and we need a lot of it.
All right. So what's going on? I know that we've got an on bunk meeting today between the city and the county. Tell us what you're looking for in that meeting today.
Yeah, en banc at the city of Wichita. What an en banc is for your audience that may not be familiar with it is it's just an official public meeting between two elected bodies. So the city of Wichita and Sedgwick County Commission. This is the fourth that we've had since I've been in office. And I think what you're seeing here and the intent, what we're trying to portray to the community is just more collaboration, more discussions happening from a community-wide level between the city of Wichita and Sedgwick County government. There's two items we'll be discussing today. The first is an opioid settlement fund, a strategic plan that we'll be working on. A few years ago, there was a class action lawsuit nationally against those drug and pharmaceutical companies that make opioids. So there's a lot of money, a lot of dollars. We're talking hundreds of millions of dollars being dispersed back to states and local governments. And what we decided to do with the city of Wichita is actually combine our monies. What Sedgwick County government was receiving with the city of Wichita, we're going to combine our monies, and we hired through RFP process, we hired a consultant to come in and give us a plan. And how do we best deploy these resources into our community to counteract the dangerous outcomes that we're seeing through opioid addiction? So that's the first item. The second item will be a discussion around parks and rec and cultural arts and how do we utilize, you know, what we have at Sedgwick County, what the city of Wichita has. You know, is there a way we can work together so that the end user, the people that use our parks and use our cultural arts assets, that they may have a better experience and more streamlined experience? Are there efficiencies to be found? So those are the two items we'll have today. I really look forward to the conversation.
The first item there, how much money are we actually talking about in this settlement?
Well, so far, right now, we've received a combined amount of dollars, right around $2 million between the city of Wichita and Sedgwick County government. We have some estimates, and it's still a little murky of how much total we're going to receive and what time frame we're going to receive it. But we've seen as estimates as high as the combined dollars upwards of $10 million. So this is a lot of money. If Sedgwick County government was trying to do its own thing with its own dollars, the city of Wichita was trying to do its own thing, we don't feel like it'd be as impactful. We think if we combine these dollars and have the same plan to deploy them into our community, we'll have much greater, much bigger impact. So the state of Kansas is also receiving tens of millions of dollars, and we've yet to hear exactly how they want to deploy those dollars and throughout the state. So this is an opportunity to collaborate, to demonstrate partnership, and find efficiencies in how we deploy these monies.
Let's talk about parks for just a little bit. We talked with the mayor, Mayor Wu, yesterday. He said Sedgwick County has about three parks, and the city's got about 150 or something like that.
Yeah, so, yeah.
But they're all small parks, and you got the big parks. What's your attitude on parks generally?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, some of this is just under the umbrella of, you know, what's our core service versus what's their core service. I would tell you that I think parks are very much core services, core government services for municipalities, for city governments. I don't think that that's the case for a county government. We're mostly concerned with public safety, public health, public works. But what we have is rather, you know, it's rather large. We have the Sedgwick County Park and we have Lake Afton. These are two magnificent assets, taxpayer assets, Sedgwick County government assets. But what we know is that this, we're not really in the parks business. This is not what we do. And I think we do it well. I think we maintain the parks well, but we do no programming there. So what you'll see today is a plan of how can the city of Wichita start doing its programming from its park department in our parks. And that a way that the user of these systems has one place they can go to book a rental, has one place to go to find information. You know, most people don't know that, you know, Sedgwick County Park is that says City of Wichita really doesn't have anything to do with Sedgwick County Park. You know, it's even interesting if there was an issue that took place in Sedgwick County Park, the City of Wichita Police may respond to that as a mutual aid agreement, but the Sedgwick County Sheriff, that's his jurisdiction. So again, and it's right in the middle of the city of Wichita. So there's just some things that we need to work through to figure out. You know, the next conversation is on cultural arts. If you think about the city of Wichita, they have Botanica and the Art Museum and Cowtown. When we think about Sedgwick County government assets, we have some monster assets in this community. We have the zoo, we have Exploration Place, we have Interest Bank Arena. So is there a way that we can work together so that we can find a revenue stream that helps make sure these cultural assets are preserved long into the future, but also enjoyed by the entire region that comes here to take part in our economy? So big discussions, big partnerships, and I'm just grateful for the opportunity that we have partners at the City of Wichita that want to engage this conversation.
And we look at the weather comes up with a little rain here in the past few days, and you think, wow, I'm sure that the Cheney Reservoir is just filling up rapidly, but it doesn't seem to be, and I know that that's not the county's deal, but it'd be nice if we could get that new water plant online and get things going out there. We just need some water, huh?
That's right. You know, the one thing we can't control, and we can't flip the switch for rain, and that's what's most desperately needed. But the issues of water hit very close to home. The city of Wichita handles, you know, the water utility and the water treatment plant, and they have, you know, 10 to 12 different partners, different cities, and conservation districts that they sell their water to. But I'm very much interested in the water conservation piece and the water contamination piece. And this, again, is another example that we need to be working together and not in our silos. You know, there's a lot of development, housing development happening in rural Sedgwick County. You know, big, massive developments, but most of these are going to be dependent on well water and drilling for well water. Well, we need to make sure that these developers and these people that are buying homes and buying properties not only understand how much water quantity they have, but also the quality of the water beneath their feet. So these are conversations I'm leading at the county side, and we're having significant discussions on water. And I know the state's involved, but this is an asset and a resource that we have to protect. And in my view, we need to get a little bit more aggressive with it.
Might I be out of line to ask you a question about business, retail business, which you are in? The threats of the tariffs and all this, is that having any impact on what you're doing at your business, Ryan?
Well, I think it has an impact on most businesses, if just being honest. You know, and what it really does from the tariff angle is the confidence level, the consumer confidence level, and what it does to just disrupt markets. Listen, a lot of people are cognizant of their 401ks, their IRAs, their retirement accounts, and they're seeing the volatility. And that impacts consumer confidence. And when consumer confidence is impacted, it impacts retail. Now, my company, we used to import products. We no longer import products. Everything that we do is domestic made. But a lot of people in my industry are import products and are experiencing these tariffs. And these tariffs and those charges, those surcharges get passed through to the end customer. You can't absorb them in your margin. They just get passed through. So I'm hopeful when I think of the tariff policies and what's happening. I do know there's trade deficits. I do know there's challenges economically with our global trade ecosystem. So I'm hopeful that this can right-size some things and there can be some negotiations happening on the back end. But to say that it doesn't have an impact in our local economy just is it would be foolish. It absolutely does. And we just got to hold on and hope for the best and hope that there's a plan in place that will deliver stability long into the future.
All right, sir. Thank you for being with us. As always, we'll check in with you again next week. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. Hey, coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update. FedEx location in West Wichita will close this summer. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.